This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on heartbreaking stories of housing ripoffs. Meeting with friends and lawyers in Austin, Texas, including my longtime go-to counselor for organizational and personal matters, we'd stop briefly on the way to their celebrated annual spring crawfish boil for a cup of coffee and to watch marchers with homemade signs heading towards the Texas Capitol in the name of science. Later, in the back patio of the law firm's offices in a downtown house, while we watch young people take their turns at stirring the four boiling pots filled with crawfish, potatoes, corn, mushrooms, and even sausage, we found ourselves talking about how in the world it could be legal for the contract for deed and rent to own real estate predators to be able to stay in business, given their total lack of compliance with local laws or contractual ethics of any kind whatsoever. We discussed the lawsuit filed in Cincinnati, Ohio, by that city to try and collect $335,000 in fines and penalties from Harbor Portfolio, the Dallas-based private equity vulture financier of contract for deed sales, and whether or not the company would run from the business. We made plans to challenge any application that the principals might make to acquire banking assets in Arkansas with our organizational allies there. Where there was no question was that these companies had to be stopped. On the way to the airport, I read a report from Craig Robbins of Action United in Philadelphia, who had been part of our recent door-knocking teams in Pittsburgh, Akron, and Youngstown. On a recent call, we'd asked him to jot down any stories that we could put on the Home Savers campaign website from the visits he was making with Vision Property Management, the South Carolina-based rent-to-own predator. I opened an email, and here's what I read. Maria Rodriguez and her husband purchased the house at 917 Sanger Street in the Frankfurt section of Philadelphia for $65,500 almost 4 years ago. Their credit was not that good, so Vision seemed like a good way to pursue their dream of home ownership. They both worked. He is a landscaper, and she worked at a hotel doing housekeeping. The contract was signed on 9/1/2013 with Bat Holding 8 LLC. They put down $2,000 plus $465 as a monthly lease payment, $105 for real estate taxes, $30 for general liability insurance, or $2,600 as an initial payment and $600 a month. The contract runs until August of 2020. $57.06 plus $2,000 initial option of the monthly payment is credited towards the purchase price. Maria and her husband have put about $25,000 into the property. Huge issues when moving in, like unpaid water bills, no heating or electrical system. They believe that at the end of the contract in 2020, they would own the property and get the deed. Instead, they will have paid $6,793 towards the $65,000 house price. On August 30th, 2020, they have three options. Give Vision a check for $58,206. Walk away, or they can convert to seller financing with a new contract for the remaining $58,000. Like all the Vision Properties people we've talked to, this was a total surprise. Change the names and the listing price, and this is the story of Vision and many companies like it all over the country. They have to be stopped. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.